Welcome to Land Yap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today is West Monroe Mayor Dave Norris as we focus on the state of the city. Mayor, thank you for joining us. And looking at 2009 and some accomplishments, there was a large project where the city started to see some progress. Could you tell us about that?
We've worked on a project for 7 or 8 years now, about 14 parishes in northeast and north central and even into northwest Louisiana rely on the same aquifer for fresh water, the Sparta Aquifer. First of all, being concerned about the decline in the Sparta Aquifer, it is diminishing to the point that a few wells have actually gone dry, and all of the area of the Sparta, especially around the Ouachita Parish area, Lincoln Parish, Jackson, and Union, are starting to see significant declines in the Sparta and even changes in the quality of the water. We developed the technique to treat wastewater for use by graphic packaging. Graphic packaging is a large user of aquifer water. They have to have potable water quality, EPA standard quality water, for the production process because they produce paper that comes in contact with food. And we're now launching out into the process of building a wastewater treatment plant to do that.
Recent numbers for sales tax collections for November of 2009 showed West Monroe up a percentage point while all other jurisdictions were down. Do you see that representing in part the stability of small business or service-based operations in the city?
One of the continuing bright spots for our area are the activities that come in through the Ike Hamilton Center. And I think that contributed to it partly. We did have a lot of events in the month of November, and that impacts our restaurants, our hotels, and some of our other retailers. One of the things that made a difference was the federal government had that Cash for Clunkers program, and it ran out at a certain time, and that was not a previous year. So you have to look at trends. Now, our trend has been pretty flat. We've had some months in the late fall when we were below what we did in the same month in the previous year. So we watch that on a monthly basis to make sure that we're not going to overextend ourselves.
What are some of the things you look forward to seeing done this year?
There are several projects that are associated with stimulus funding. We have an application in for a fairly significant stimulus project that would relate to drainage. We have already gotten approved about a little over $3 million in street overlays that had to be applied to what are called urban system streets. But West Monroe has, I think we have 5 or 6 streets that'll get an overlay. And urban system streets are high traffic streets that are not in the state system. And those will be happening fairly soon. We have a fairly significant project going on right now at Downing Pines Road and Highway 80, a big intersection improvement. And that'll improve the flow to the interstate off of Highway 80, but it'll also make much more functional the interchange that we built at Downing Pines Road that was built primarily with city money, but also with some state money.
There's also a plan for expansion of a facility in West Monroe addressing emergency preparedness. Could you share what that project involves?
Every time there's been a hurricane in recent years, we've had 3, 4 facilities that are used for evacuees. The Ike, for example, is a unique place because when Rita came along, there were so many people that had livestock in southwest Louisiana. They came up here with their horses, with their different kinds of animals, and we housed a lot of them and a lot of the families that were wiped out. And there's some funding available, and there may be even more funding. The state and the federal government figured out that when you take people to Houston or Atlanta or somewhere else and put them up in hotels, it's extremely expensive. So what they're looking for is how can they invest some money in existing facilities, expand them, so that and this is very seldom, but it does happen, during times of large evacuations from South Louisiana, that people can have places to go that are kind of designed to try to be used that way. We've used the convention center, which is not well suited to it. We've used the Ike, we've used the Rec Center, we've used the Community Center. And what we've applied for is some funding through the state, and I believe some of it may be capital outlay, but some of it is federal money that's coming through the state, to expand our senior center. And what we would hope to do would be to make the senior center larger to serve our own population. But when there are evacuations, this could become a place where people could evacuate too. And we would design it specifically to try to deal with senior citizens or people who have some kind of physical disability that makes it tough for them to stay in a great big shelter. We had very good experiences with the evacuees that we dealt with in Katrina and Rita, and I think this would not only enhance the service that we use every day, but help us in those rare occasions when there is a hurricane to serve those people better.
Are there any plans or projects in regards to public safety departments in West Monroe this coming year?
Police and fire protection, we just ordered a new fire truck, and we are looking at the necessity of another fire station to protect our fire insurance rating. That may be something that we'll be looking at, but it won't be in this next fiscal year. And of course, the police department, there are always capital needs over there, but the police department continues to be one of the best in the state, as does the fire department. So we'll always take care of the capital needs as they arise.
West Monroe Mayor Dave Norris, thank you for joining us today as we have taken a look at the state of the city. To listen to this and other Lanyap podcasts, go online to our website at kedm.org.